Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Happy Thursday, my darlings. Welcome back to the Daily Practice and welcome to what hopefully is a new day of cleaning up something messy and feeling a sense of clarity and order on the inside. Now, what I want to talk about today, because we are taking action around clearing some things up and clearing some things out in our lives in different ways this week, what I want to get a little bit closer to today is how we can support ourselves when we arrive at those moments in time of having life feel just overwhelmingly messy. I don't know about you, but when my life feels messy, and I'm not talking about just having one cupboard that needs to be cleaned out or having one thing that's difficult in a relationship, I'm talking about that feeling of everything feeling like a mess. Oftentimes I arrive at places like that where one thing happens and then it's another thing, and then I start to feel like I'm out of control, and all of a sudden everything feels like it's a mess everywhere I look. And there's something that can be very dysregulating about that. Sometimes when we have a messy home, or when we have a messy mind, or when we are in messy relationships, we start to feel like we are actually a mess. Even though what's actually happening is we have messy situations that may or may not be needed to be dealt with. And the first thing that I find can be really helpful when I arrive at that place of feeling like everything is just so messy, I feel overwhelmed, I feel out of control, I feel anxious, is before I dive in to fixing things, or I dive into cleaning things, or I dive into kind of ticking all of the little items on my to-do list to try to create a sense of order from that frantic place, is what I actually need is I need to resource myself and I need to ground. And that's exactly what I want us to journal on today and what I want you to figure out for yourself today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When your life feels messy, what is helpful for you? And I'm talking about those bigger moments when we start to feel like everything is just out of control, because we all get there once in a while, or maybe often. Some years just feel messier than other years. And I think a lot of that just really relates back to our mental health and to how grounded we feel in our day to day. When your life feels overwhelming and messy, what do you need to feel grounded again? What is that thing that is so helpful for you, for your mental health, for that ability to root into your own body, where you can take a breath and relax a little bit or soften a little bit? What is that practice that is so helpful for you in those moments? Or who is that person that you can always pick up the phone and call and you know that they're going to help soothe you, or they're going to have the right thing to say? Or what is that place that you can go that just helps you let go and relax? Or what is that thing that is often warranted or needed for you to feel a sense of peace in those moments? I'm talking resources. We talk about resources all the time here on the show, the things that we can turn to support us in a time of need. When my life feels messy, what do I need to feel grounded again? When my life feels messy, what do I need to feel grounded again? That is your journaling prompt of the day to take this practice deeper. And for me, when I look at that, sometimes the answer to that, when my life feels messy, is I need to take action to start creating a sense of order. Sometimes it is that simple. It's the work we've been doing this week of just cleaning up and clearing up those messes. But many times what I need in those moments is the opposite of that. What I need maybe is to just turn everything off, step away from everything, ask for a break and go lie in the bath for a little moment. Or I need to just take my dog and go for a walk outside in nature just to clear my head. Or I need 20 minutes on my yoga mat. Or there's something there that can help soothe me before I arrive at that frantic state of trying to solve all of my problems all at once. So what about you? What are those things that help you stay grounded when life feels like a mess? Take that to your journal and see where it takes you. Thank you so much for dealing with so many of these messes together with me from afar. I so appreciate doing this work side by side with you. I'll be back with a new practice tomorrow.